Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
In 1905, Henry Wallace wrote, "We need to abandon the cut-and-dried formula of a period when a man was educated only when he knew Greek and Latin." I immediately felt that when I read that quote. And 121 years later, I feel like we are coming full circle. There may be no better time than now to celebrate and fight for ag education and FFA in our schools. In the early 1900s, many felt that American education had fallen off the track with what our country needed. Three-quarters of Americans lived and worked in rural areas at the time, but the education system was still driving kids to learn Latin and memorize poetry. Probably the reason why most kids only had an eighth grade education is because, after all, you only need so much Latin to go back to the farm. In fact, only 4% of kids went to high school at the time. In 1917, the Smith-Hughes Act was signed into law and provided federal funds for technical education. This meant that ag education, home economics, and trades were finally funded in public schools. This was the first step in transforming ag education and giving rise to what was to come. In 1925, Virginia Tech agriculture education teachers organized the Future Farmers of Virginia for boys in agriculture classes. The FFV served as the model for the Future Farmers of America, the FFA. Keep coming back all week as I share more facts about FFA during National FFA Week right here on Ranch Raised.
It's been a good year in the cattle business, and if you want to make the next one even better, you've got to start with the right bull. Adam and Christy Freehoff invite you to the annual Freehoff Angus Bull Sale. It's Sunday, March 1st at 4 p.m. at the ranch 10 miles south of Bartlett, Nebraska. Selling proven Sandhills bulls, all backed by powerful Angus genetics built to add pounds and profit. See the lineup at freeoffangus.com. That's freeoffangus.com. A good market deserves great genetics. Make plans for Sunday, March 1st, the Freehoff Angus Bull Sale south of Bartlett, Nebraska.